Right.
Okay.
There's three, so one of them should be able to.
Okay.
You guys have the sheets? If you have,
I'll take the.
This is one or.
Okay.
So one of the very critical areas where Taka is very important to really work out what is considered, what's the Reis, what's the Rabbanan, is in terms of the area of Ksiva. And it's very, very chashuv because I was told like someone, some of the Hatzalah members, that's a very happening thing, is what happens at the hospitals, and they need certain information when they get there. And some of it is more like routine type of things, and it's Lav Dafka Pikuach Nefesh, where the to know, and it's the type of thing which you have the right system in place to begin with, then it should really make no difference in terms of time. Meaning in terms of an emergency, again, well, no holds barred, you do whatever you have to do to save the person's life. But if you could prepare something in advance to prepare the information for the hospital, which you could do on the way to the hospital, you have no... if you can do it in a way which isn't going to involve the melacha d'oraisa, then certainly matovu manayim. So the question is, what is the way to do so? And it's very important for doctors. And so obviously with the computers becoming so prevalent, with computer, and probably no one writes anymore actually, so the question will become, what aspects of computers will help in this regard to transform this to being a melacha d'rabbanan? What do we have to be concerned about in terms of using computers? So we'll try to put this out into four different levels. The first one, which I think is the best, is k'siva shelo nekar klal achshav afilo al gabe mesach or masach or sog. They translate it as a screen, something which is not, God doesn't even go onto a screen at all. You're simply putting something, information into it, into the kishkes of the system, into a hard drive, into something like that. So that obviously is the best. It's very difficult to call that ksiva in any sense. We'll try to analyze that a little bit more, but that will probably be the best thing you could possibly do. Then we'll talk about actually typing onto the screen, various types of screens, which will also be worth mentioning. And the third level will be actually saving something onto the hard drive. I said before, that may be better because you're not actually writing anything. Saving something on the hard drive what's that? Exactly, may give it more permanence, and may create other malachos, things like binyan, makiv patish, which were creating discs.
You can write onto the hard drive, but not save it there. Could you do that? Or are you always saving time? I just don't know.
I'm sure even if one can't on a regular computer, I'm sure one can put it in creating that for this type of purpose.
Just be a temporary.
I imagine.
You just read it. And
you imagine, right? You can need it and would go. It would be saved then for a certain amount of hours, let's say. Okay. I don't know. I'm sure you could. I'm sure if this, in this case, the will is the way.
Could we miss Gamma's for Shabbos?
What's it got? Yeah. You know, so obviously, and the last issue, which we'll talk about in terms of that, be printing. That's going to be obviously the most problematic. That you actually end up with real words, real letters on real paper. So that's going to be the biggest problem that we'll be talking about. Now, in terms of Miskayim, obviously large amounts of what we're going to be talking about has to do with the gather of Miskayim. But believe it or not, I'm going to try to shun away from talking about that right now and try to do it separately in terms of how to be Magdia Miskayim in terms of this. I'm really more interested in terms of the gather of Ksiva in the first place. In terms of Miskayim, we'll do separately. Because again, most people will tell you that in most of these guides printing, it's all going to be Eino Miskayim. I have certain chidushim, which, in terms of Miskayim, which I'm not convinced of them, but I'm not convinced otherwise either, that some of them really may be more Miskayim than we think they are. So I'm more interested right now in terms of gufa are the ksiva in the first place. If they're not ksiva, then I don't care how much miskayim they are. You can miskayim what you want, as long as it's not ksiva, then it's not going to be a problem to begin with. So to begin, we'll talk about the ksiva, which is not at all nekar to begin with. It's not even, doesn't even show up on a screen. Put differently, maybe it will show up on a screen, but it will disappear from the screen pretty quickly, assuming the problem is only going to be an Edom Iskayim problem. It's going to, in other words, I type something on a screen, and it pretty quickly will disappear. But what happens is, it will be automatically get saved in the hard drive of the machine. So one has to compare this a little bit to a very important Yerushalmi, and also together with the sugya and gets into what Poskim speak about. And even before computers were being used, this was crucial. Oh, everyone clay leg. Okay, that won't help. It was crucial in terms of using invisible ink. This was the original thing the doctors would use. They would use some type of material. They would write it on, even on a piece of paper, and it would disappear in seconds. And after Shabbos, you'd be able to pour something on it or put it to a certain light. And there are different ways of doing this. And by doing so, that ksav would again become neka. So Yerushalmi already speaks about such a case. This is Yerushalmi Perakabona Yud Beis Dalit. Kasav Ksav Seser B'mei Milin D'nizgala Ayidei Shvicha V'elosh Amar Avchiyah Barba Yilein B'nei Medincha Harumin Sagin. They're very bright, they're very cunning. God have them in hon Boyim Eshalti Minei Mishtarikun L'chavri. When one of them wanted to send a secret, a mystery to his friend, who kosav b'mei milin, v'ahein de mekabel kasvaya, who shofeh dio she'en bo afatz. You pour on some type of ink which hasn't been treated, who kolate gom haksav, and this that I'm pouring on somehow absorbs whatever has been previously written. Okay, that's what they would normally do, and that sounds, the Yerushalmi thinks that's an einfall, it's a very smart thing that they were doing. However, also came b'Shabbos Mahu. And what's critical within this discussion is also came b'Shabbos, which part of this process are we talking about? Are we talking about stage one, or are we talking about stage two? Stage one, the Heine, when you're writing there with this invisible ink, or stage two, when you're bringing out this invisible ink through this pouring process. So the Karbon HaEdol learns Mari the Shafach came b'Shabbos. You're pouring it to bring out the letters which are already there. And the Gemara seems to have a Safek, and it's Poshe to Mochiach what Yochan v'Shlakish. From a brisa, the Gemara and the Sechus gets in. Who shekos of dio al gabe dio, sikra al gabe sikra. In other words, it's not considered a get, and you put there for Shabbos. In what case? If you write dio al gabe dio, sikra al gabe sikra, meaning black ink on top of black ink, red ink on top of red ink. So then I didn't really accomplish anything new. So that's not a new ksiva. So I'm putter, and it's not a ksiva. However, dio al gabe sikra, sikra al gabe dio, chayiv. If I put red on top of black, or black on top of red, I'm chayiv. Seemingly, the idea being, because I created a significant change. Until now, I had a red word. Now I have a black word. Until I had a black word. Now I had a red word. So now I have a new word, new letters. So that's going to be. That's the Yerushalmi. Well, the Ksav Gabi Ksav. Even in terms of Ksav Gabi Ksav Mamash, he's talking. Yeah. That's the Yerushalmi. But anyway, what we seem to be showing from here is that at least the part of bringing out the letters is going to be Chayiv. And so at least if I did the second part on Shabbos, that seems to be a problem. And that taco may be maybe in terms, at least in terms of Xav Gabi Xav, and if certain, or if similarly, let's assume typing on a screen would be a problem. But if, let's say I type first into the hard drive and I want to now download it onto a screen, assuming a screen would be a problem. So then, for the moment, and then that would be Xiva. Because I, at least I brought out letters which are already there. Maybe. Much one could be machal, but it's assuming that it is assuming that the screen is a problem, but that's, which is a major assumption.
Maybe you're chayav because you're creating something new right now.
Like, you're creating something.
Yeah. The bottom thing is not there.
So that's an excellent point. So the Yerushalmi, when it's bringing this raya, so the easiest thing you would have said, it's exactly that. I would have said, the reason why that's important, I would have said, but that was because the first thing is completely nothing. It was an invisible link. It's invisible. Invisible is not ksav. Umimela, whatever. Umimela, that's why I'm chayev for the second. I'm chayev when I'm shofech. However, the Yerushalmi, and there are those who want to make this comparison, you think it could be Docha, this is the Machazei Eliyahu, and others already preceded in the Har Tzvi, they said the Machazei Eliyahu is an Eliyahu Falk, I think he's more known for his Sefer on Yonei Tznius. Yonei Tznius is all the girls, all the Beis Yaakov girls, read his Sefer on Yonei Tznius. He wrote a Sefer and what, how young ladies are supposed to, how their Hanhaga is supposed to be. So that's you want to say is that a folk?
No, what's the other
called? The one we're talking right now?
No.
Oh, what's that other one called? Oz Vahadu Labusha. You heard of it? Okay. So so this is the Max Elio. So he's discussing there a mud chom. I've seen this in several of the Svarim. I'm not sure, maybe you know them see us more that we're talking about a something which would measure temperature. It takes people's temperature. Shemara osios lefi chom hagof. Depending on the temperature the person has, it will light up on that part of the on that strip or something. He's discussing whether that's ksiva. So he said, even though the letters are already there. So he argues in the Har Tzvi, or also makes a very similar argument that maybe the invisible letters are not just nothing. If they were nothing, then the Yerushalmi's question should simply be, would one be chayiv if I do something but suras shvicha? If I somehow, if I would pour out ink and somehow, poof, it turns into osios. And somehow I have a skill, I'm able to do that. So if that would be the Gemara, the Yerushalmi's fake, then what are you being poshed for from Ksav al Gabi Ksav, Sikra al Gabi Diyoji al Gabi Sikra? Tahainu, if the suffix is, I didn't do something in the Tzura of Ksiva, I did a Maisa Shvicha, is a Maisa Shvicha also Chayef Shabbos? That's a very reasonable question. But then I would not at all be able to poshed that from Ksav al Gabi Ksav, Sikra al Gabi Diyoji al Gabi Sikra. Right? So what is the suffix then? The suffix appears to be something like, even though I have a qualitatively different type of ksav, if I do something new on it, I'm still chayiv. So that's why the Gemara is being poshate that from dioga, I'm even chayiv if I do dioga bisikla sikla gabi dio, where I had ksivla sug beis, and now I have ksavat sug al, not even ksavat sug beis, I have red and black and red. So here, if I have invisible to black, it's even better. But it's still based on somewhat of Ixav Agabi Ixav type of idea. That's the way they're posting this. So that it's considered somewhat of Ixav even in the interim.
I'm asking.
That's the way I was also saying. This is written inside of my notes. That is amazing. I think I even have it on these papers, but it's not, it should be here. Anyway, I think that's what L'chorah yesh lifchos, rayasu, the kavanos, kavanos yushalmi, rak mekal v'chomer. Rav Shekivanti, okay. The kavanos v'chomer, the chayiv, half a diol, agabi sirko, the kvar ikuk, sa kol shekein b'diol, agabi meimilim, mishosh and nivlu, the lek adover klal, and the yar achshav. So, anyway, he's right, though, in as much that it does seem to be saying there is, it's, the question is about a minimal ksav.
Even so, the parallel, parallel from that is...
Right. The shaykhah is not about shvicha.
Right.
So otherwise, there's no shaykhah at all. Right. Shaykhah. So that is the...
But that doesn't prove that the original ksav is at all aser. It could have been that the original ksav was heter gomer, and this is also heter gomer because each one is a part of a
Correct.
Tzivos that
yeah.
wasn't
Correct.
Enough to be mahayev.
Correct. I agree with you. And the raya they bring in the other sense is the very famous Gemara in Gittin at the beginning of that sugya.
Yeah.
What's that?
Kuri and Shabbos is not so much the maisek tziva, but the tefzah shoksav. Created.
And therefore, what? And therefore, as long as it's invisible,
I don't. As long as you made it visible, even if there are shvicha.
No, that's the shvicha part. You don't have to have a subject about shvicha. I'm asking what the Yishami subject is. We're trying to prove whether or not it was ksav, even when it was invisible. Right. So they bring a raya. The Gemara in Gittin speaks of someone gives a get to his wife, gives a piece of paper to his wife. How could that be? It's a niyar chalak. It's an empty piece of paper. So how does that work? So it's a suffix. Chashino and shemba b'mei milin kasa. Maybe there's some type of an invisible ink there. So the Gemara says, wait a second. So how do you know? Hashtahu de kapalit, telling you that what? Just because the osios are licked in there from beforehand, in some theoretical level, invisibly, that's not a get. So we see, at least, we see a raya as while something is invisible, that it's not yet accept. So there are those, very folk, one could be machalik, shiny gets in, shiny shabbos. They have to have the same rules, one has to have a din of a sefer chrysos, one has to have a din of when it be being relating to her in a certain way, b'shas meis nesina. So in theory, one could be doche that, but the I think the regular way of thinking would be to think that it's not one; it's invisible. How could you consider that to be ksav? And all of that, parenthetically, is when we're talking about a ksav, which is really truly in the paper, something which this is the part which is most more important for us. In the cases that we're talking about, is that it's not even on the paper at all. I'm not even bringing something out of the paper. The ksivos that we're talking about, it slipped somewhere in the depth of a hard drive in some type of magnet form, and zeros and ones, and binary system. Then that's not ksiva at all. It's not even the letters there invisibly in theory. It's not at that point. So Shlomo Zalman already writes, "Ein lechayvo kakose by putting something into a system to buy anything to buy machshir miuchad kedei lefaneach es rishon maksuvim sham." Anytime you need some type of special equipment in order to decode the whatever message is already there, that you can't consider ksiva at all.
Not like a roshim.
Excellent question. So it's two things that people do talk about. Is that so? Right. So roshim. Am I being roshim at least the magnetary things on the lines? What on the? Am I at least roshim? So probably the answer in most ways. So someone, one of the Sfarim I brought that up, and I think I was machaving anything to what that sefer said. The same reason it's not ksav, it's also not roshim. Roshim means I created a picture that somebody could see. You could look at and tell that I drew a picture of a house. I drew a picture of a, who knows whatever I drew a picture of. But if I just drew something which means nothing to anybody, except to the, except for the mechanical system of the.
I don't know exactly. I don't know how a computer works exactly, but like, why is it any different? If you have a code that, you know, depending on if you have and you devise a whole pattern of how to put out like tiles, you know, that's not code saving. If you put tiles in a code, in other words, a machine just like it moves around, you know, teeny bits and pieces, but it's not code saving. It's not ROSHIP. It's not nothing.
Right.
It's just moving things around in a way that the computer can later reinterpret what that means.
Well, you are in a sense.
Does it make markings?
I think different things work in different ways, as far as I understand it. This is, again, something we'll have to think about, read about much more, and get more into halavai be a mumch on these topics, and I'm trying to get to a point, at least I'm able to understand it to a certain level. I believe, let's say records were made with those are grooves and real markings on those.
But I don't think nowadays they do that.
I believe it's not that. They believe now it's magnets. And I believe they're using magnets. It's not grooves even.
So nowadays it's not codes, it's not ocean, it's nothing, right? I'm sure. Because
right.
If you just move things around in a certain way that you can remember as a code and you can interpret that in Excel, that's totally clearly what they're. You can do that with your hands, right?
How about if you would attach letters in the same way to that same. If you magnetize letters
and
to your refrigerator.
That would be ROSHIP. You're sticking letters to it, right?
If I magnetize
blocks into like a triangle, and I know that a triangle represents code A, that's clearly not code saving, right?
You're saying if you make up your own language, it's just your own.
Yeah.
That would be more of a question of like jiltery or anything more specific. If I write in a gibberish type of way, but in a gibberish which I only understand, which I understand now it means something to me. Then I agree with you that probably it's not going to be here. It's probably there's nothing there in the depth of the system. It's even less than regular case of May Meelin.
And don't you need a background to be accepted? You have to be on a background.
Oh, so that would even here. Whatever it is would be on the magnet. It would be on the magnetized strips on the kishkas of the system. Right. Whether you need a background. We'll talk about soon. That's what we'll talk about more in terms of screens, in terms of that. Here, forget even the background. Here, you don't even have anything to begin with. Forget about here. There's nothing written. There is nothing. Okay? I think all you have is the Heikatimsa to bring it out later on. By being Mefanei Achet. Not so much part of our discussion, but our interesting cases are every. Do you say that every single time something is written, am I going to be chayev, written up to in these type of ways, let's say ultraviolet lights, and I go into certain types of rooms and they're able to read them? So is that going to be ksiva within itself? It's not an interesting ksiva shaila, not so much in terms of computers, not so much in terms of anything we're talking about, but I know it's an amusement park, or write something, write something on your hand. So you're able to go, and you go into a certain light, and they look at it, and they say, you have the code.
It's also in the sky.
But it's also besides the Enem Eskayim question, correct. But let's say if you write that way in a way that one story they speak about in terms of Eskayim, case we will get back to this, but just one thing we'll talk about, one that people say, let's say Luyutsu, you would stay in that room indefinitely in front of that light. Would that be considered Eskayim? I mean, in that case, it probably wears off at a certain point anyway, on the hand. But let's say you do the same thing on a piece of paper, and I have no idea how long that lasts. You make a mark on whatever space, it would stay there forever, but it only is seen when in a certain light. That's probably very hard to say that's ksiva. So it's very different when I actually pour something and I bring something out onto the paper, rather than when I'm just simply not. Like, most if I write something in a dark room, I'm just pasha, I think. I don't know if this needs a raya. Obviously, if I write something in a dark room and now I walk into the light, I didn't, like, now rewrite it again, or now you're just able to see what's already there. I think that doesn't need even a raya.
Yeah.
Right? So if all I did was change the way things could be now seen, I'm not sure that's considered clear at all. Anyway, so probably, again, the best thing you could probably do in most of these situations is write in a way which is not at all necker at all at that point. Then it's just simply going into a system and could be reused later on. What's more interesting, and again, I should point out that the vast majority of poskim do think that this is going to be an issur d'rabbanan, but in terms of typing onto a screen. And that's, again, the vast majority of what we do. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman is quoted, is first quoted in the Nishmas Avraham, again, meant for doctors. The Me'evad Tamlilim, person basically makes a text file. Agave Tzog, Tzog is another word for a display. Tekivan Dirak Ayideh, his argument is Kivan Dirak Ayideh Yuriya Electronium. It's all electric rays. Al Chomer Zarchoni, on a phosphorus Chomer. Hashem Ruach Al Hadofen HaPrimis, which is on the wall of the internal wall of the screen. Umeir Bitsura Shel Osios. So Shlomo Zalman said, since I'm dealing with electric rays, which we'll explain a little bit more in a couple of seconds, that cannot be a ksav d'oraisa. That's what he says. And when I first saw this, my reaction was, peichetesi, why not? It looks, if it's, you form the letters, why are they not there? I mean, he says this like a davar pashut. And again, many, many others followed with him. But again, just point out that those who argued with him, the Shvus Yitzchak, this is the way many of these discussions work, which is again Rabbi Yitzchak Darzi. He wrote, I think he's up to his, like 12th or 13th Sefer on various Yoni Halacha, most of them Hilchos Shabbos. And he has now two volumes, particularly which deal with the electronic issues. And one of the latest ones is also volume Vav and volume Yudbeis. Deal with these type of inyanim. So he quotes Rav Yashiv that he thinks it's ksiva d'oraisa. And so it certainly wasn't obvious. He thinks if you're typing onto a screen, why is it so obvious? It's just because I'm dealing with an electric ray that's not going to be ksiva. And again, Rav Yashiv thought it was. And part of the miskayim shot we'll talk about more in the future. Maybe I'll throw out two sars by now just because you don't look at me like I'm crazy. It's not going to be miskayim. So the two sars which I'll throw out, you can debate them both, but they should be mentioned. That one of them would be that as long as I don't do another maisa, it's still going to be miskayim. Point number one. Even though I don't plan on leaving it on the screen. Point number one. Point number two is, this is more my svara, but I think he presents something similar to this. If you ask me intuitively, I may be 100% wrong. Like, this just needs to be analyzed. If you guys are learning Hilchos Shabbos, you'll analyze this. But if I take my notes, my handwriting is awful. If I have something on a piece of paper, it will end up being, getting crumpled, lost, and I won't be able to read it after a given period of time. I can only remember as long as I remember what I was writing. So as long as I'm still in the sugya, I remember what I wrote. Because then I'm actually decoding whatever I rewrote at that point. However, so what do I do to make it be miskayim? I take those same notes and type them up and put them onto a computer. And lav dafka, do I type them up? Do I print them out at that point? In other words, in order to get those same very written notes from being miskayim, from being lost in many senses, I put them onto a computer. They're now part of a hard drive, which takes more to lose to have them be lost. So in a very, one could call it a balabatish sense, I did something. So you'll tell me, and it just needs to be analyzed. In terms of the actual letters that I wrote, it's not miskayim. The actual letters that I wrote, the screen is going to go away. Screensavers, it's going to go off. I'm going to turn it off. But in terms of the purpose that I did, I certainly did something which has tremendous melechas machshavas to it. So again, in turn, we'll Mirza Shem speak about that when we talk about Mishdavar Shein and Mishkayim. But in terms of, in terms of the ksiva itself, Rosh Shlomo Zalman saying can't be just simply I have these electric rays that that's going to be considered a ksav. And my reaction to that is, minoleha. We'll prove that it's so. In a few moments, we'll try to show where he's coming from. But the initial reaction has to be minoleha. Choro ksiva means you have letters which are now seen on a screen. Why not? Why not? Similarly, the Sefer Ma'or HaShabbos. Ma'or HaShabbos is Moshe Yadler. He wrote also several Sfarim in Hilchos Shabbos. Again, Chelek Dalid is particularly dealing with electronic devices. He's dealing with how to use these things properly, how to relate with these things in terms of Shabbos. So, he quotes Rosh Shlomo Zalman in many, many different places. I think on the bottom I quoted where that it's lo havi ksav. And again, even Rosh Shlomo Miller from Toronto, he thinks that also it's not going to be ksav. But or you write with or LED lights. Light emitting diodes. Basically, it's cold light. We've been speaking about the last few weeks about Havara in terms of various types of lights. So LEDs are the type of lights which are cold. Cold lights, you're using electric, I think there are gases which flow around, and you excite these gases, and they're moving around in its receptacle, and therefore you're able to see light, however there's no age. So Shlomo Miller distinguishes, again, it's not ksav. Why? The ksiva ba'ar LED have a dome lemisha meyer ayidei panas, using flashlights, suros osios. You're using a flashlight and you're just simply lighting up osios. V'chol pa mishanes turasa or tahainu. If you would have, in this room we have one, downstairs we have one, an exit sign. You have an exit sign. So again, in a dark room, you can't see the exit sign. So what they do is they light up the exit sign. So if you would put on a flashlight, or if you turn on a light in the exit sign, so push it, that's not ksiva. The letters were there 100%, and all you did was just turn on the light in order that you're able to see it. Okay, that's pashat ad lema'od. Rosh Shlomo Zalman goes even a step further than that. Af hecha de madlik noros, ze al ze betzuros osios. This is, he thinks, the pashit she'ein ze iser kosev. What do you do here? You have 100 lights all lined up. 100 light bulbs all lit up. All lined up in rows. And whenever you want to write a certain letter, or certain letters, you turn on various patterns of those lights. So the Shlomo Zalman says, push it, that's not ksav. So again, I understand when you're shining light at a lot of distinct letters, I understand your part. I understand that that's not ksav. But this means, again, mean no leha. Minolei Hamilsa. These are Gedolei Olam. These are not Shlomo Zalman. He says it is a Milsa Dipshita. So I have to explain where he's coming from to show that it's not. But on the other hand, he thinks it's so obvious. But again, I quote Rabbi Yashiv that it is us there. They argue. Shlomo Zalman answered this. I'm sorry. He answered if he thinks that there's the right of typing onto a screen. And this in Karelitz goes further. So we're going to have to bring some of the parallels to in a few moments. It's aser laniach dover b'mkom hashemesh kedei lahastir es hashemesh v'yirad tzura b'mkom hatzel. You know, making a puppet shadow. He thinks using the sun, using the shade, in order to, okay, obviously that's inam eskayim. So they, okay, but the Inam Iskayan is still going to be an Issa Derabanan of Ksiva. So, okay, so what we have to discuss, is where are they coming from? Where are the Mekilin coming from? And he wouldn't say something coming from absolutely nowhere. So I was just very bothered. It was just a milsim de pshita that it can't fix out. So I was very, very bothered by this. So I asked Rishter. So I asked Rishter, where are the many of the Gdoli Achronim coming from, Gdoli Apostim coming from, to say that this is maxed out? And he referred me to a tshuva of Moshe, who was dealing with the parochas, and he's quoting, working off of a sugya in Gittin. Again, how to apply this will need further work. But the sugya in Gittin speaks of the following. Sugya in Gittin Daf Chaf. Speaking about a get isha, but a get shechur of an eved, kosav agabe tavlo pinkis, you write it on some type of tablet, some type of notebook, yotzo lachibus. Av a lo biksav shal gabe kipa the anduchtery. A kipa the anduchtery is loha biksav. What's a kipa of anduchtery? So Rashi learns, kein kova shal tsemer. Some type of woolen hat that the women wear under their kerchiefs. So that per se, we have absolutely no idea what the chasaron is, and that we have no idea how they wrote it and why that should or should not be. And Duchtari, once he tells you the next thing, Tachshit, V'rokmin alav siros b'mechat, k'ein brushter b'laz. Apparently, what Rashi is saying is that the reason why these aloha v'ksav, l'gabi ksav, get shechor, is because the osios have to be kivuin on the paper, on the dover that I'm writing on. And in this case, it's tachov, only with two rashim, and therefore, that's loha v'iksa. It appears to me, one can understand this in one of two ways, for Rashi. Do I say it's just simply enam iskayim, the pashat is going to fall off? That's, I think, the more dachak way of understanding it. If it's simply going to fall off in a short period of time, it's just simply not there at all. Or, a little bit deeper, to say that even though it may stay there for a significant period of time, it still doesn't, it's not mizachid with the dover that I'm writing on. It's not the chat that is simply, this is not going to be miskayim, I'm not going to be able to see what the letters are after a period of time. Simply, this means it's not mizachid with the beged that it's on. So if that's the case, this may become a critical maramakom in beginning to understand what's going to constitute ksav. At least we see this here for get. This will get shifter and lachor, the same thing for get. That maybe require there to be a zika, to be a very strong esachdos between the dover which I am writing with and the dover that I am writing on. Nafkamina for Scrabble. Scrabble may be a little bit better also because they're the osios. It's going to be better in work. It's better for the following reason. The Scrabble, the osios already exist. So there the Gemara is a concept of what's called Kiruv osios ba'alma. Kiruv osios, I already have an aleph, I already have a beis, and all I did was just simply bring them closer. They're already written. Kiruv osios richok osios, my what's the big deal? It's only when I bring them together to the point where now they're mamish one. Where now they're integrated into a new chefsos. That's where, for example, where Moshe, he asks, there is the deluxe scrabble, it's quoted as. the regular Scrabble game, all you're doing is putting it onto a flat board. So that's not going to be a problem. The letters were already there. Just kiribos, just ba'alma, mashe ink. And if you're writing it in deluxe Scrabble, you're putting it into a new chativa, chativa achas. And it now has its new grooves to keep them in. Similarly, there's a machlokas haposkim, besides the enemis kayim, and also lekach tzoras, but they speak about this in terms of library books. The tshuva of the Ramah, in terms of where you have on the side of the Mendel Gottesman library written all over the side of your sefer, could you open it and close it on Shabbos? So one part of the question is, is it any different when I am I just simply kiva richa gosios? That's part of the question, but maybe it's a little bit worse over there. It's better and worse. Well, it's better, it's also lekach, open and close, and it's worse because there I'm not just simply
splitting
the osios themselves. I'm not just bringing an aleph to a base. I'm bringing an aleph together. That could be worse. So here, when I am dealing with lechora, in terms of the case of the kibbutz of andochtri, I'm attaching the os to the kibbutz of andochtri.
The os was made before Shabbos?
Lechora. I have no reason to think that. I'm attaching it. So in terms of what?
By
the andochtri. There's not talking about Shabbos.
Oh, right.
That's speaking about
Getshefer.
So in a computer, lechora here, you're forming an os. So I don't know if that would be. Here, and we could rely on that same kula. So obviously, we rely on that same kula. For that reason itself. Here I'm forming the oath, I'm not just simply being Makari of the oath. Point number one. That's the way Rashi types this Gemara. It's a question how Kavua it is. That's going to be important, again, when we're dealing with the screen. Is it at all Kavua, the letter that I'm writing, is it going to be Kavua to the screen? In these cases, certainly. And if I'm dealing with an electric ray, it probably is not really kavua on the screen. Unless we'll have to figure out what that means, but it makes a lot of sense that it's not. Furthermore, the aruch goes even a step further in understanding this gemara. This will be also crucial in understanding. The aruch says, "Pirish nevi'in hutzin v'tsoven osam u'mitzayrin v'hem k'sav k'moshe osanesh me'elin v'machzalos kosven osios v'nikros." That there you're mitzayim b'hen k'sav k'moshe osana yishma elim. You're basically weaving or sewing the k'sav. You're forming the osios derech weaving it or sewing it. And Rav Shechter wanted to tell me based on this. Is that based on these Rishonim? Is that what you see from here? Is that you need a ksav al gabe a mechtov, a ksav al gabe is something that is written on. And here, in this case, if you're just simply weaving a letter, basically you don't have a ksav and a mechtov. It's all chati. It's all one, without one on top of the other. You did was form the letters. And it's not on top of anything. Whether that means, I'm not sure what he means. I'm not positive. If he means simply, I sewed.
Where does it say you're weaving it? Doesn't it say you're coloring?
So. Petsovin osan, umitsayrin bahen, ksav kmoch osanish meilim machzolo, bimachzolo, mevin hutsin, petsovin osan, umitsayrin bahen, ksav. Mitzayrin in what?
What does it mean to decorate? What does it mean mitzayrin to draw? Right?
It's already. I mean, if they're already formed, then you're doing nothing. If they're already formed in that way, then the tzura of the aleph bays, and you're just coloring them. You're coloring a pre-existing letter. I understood what you're doing is you're making something out of these hutsim, and some of these hutsim are going to have a different color. And you're putting them in to the pattern. The mashal that I had, I'm not positive this is right. The mashal I had is like in the old knitted yarmulkes. You know, crochet the name into the yarmulke. That's the sense that I had. I'm not my conscience being convinced what it is? No. But you hear my problem. It can't be just simply that I'm just simply coloring it, because otherwise there's no letters at all.
Rashi's
the letters are independent, and I'm attaching to something else.
I know, but I'm not just saying, okay. But it's close to it. He's saying this? Okay.
What are hutsim, by the way, exactly?
Hutsim are,
leaves.
Hutsin yardin in like slicka. Hutsin, little pieces of wood or extra pieces are like hanging out. Hanging down there. So the hutsin pieces are just sticking out. Okay, so I think Mir Tzeh Shem will have to pick up with this a little bit more next time. Both of these are going to tell us that we may need, at least forget, and have to see how to carry this forward in terms of Shabbos. They may need to have some type of background, as I was mentioning before, some type of background in order to constitute Ksav. At least Lagabe Get, we'll have to figure this out, how that's going to apply to Shabbos. And maybe this is the basis of some of the Kulas. Maybe Rosh Hashanah that doesn't even need these, maybe he's relying on something else, which we'll have to pick up more at Mir Tzeh Shem next week. Wishing everybody a very good day. How do you stack this? You don't know. I see on the bottom of it.
That's all it is.